Hash hash. Using concepts in isolation. Each concept in Leftwards Planning was grown in isolation and can work on its own to help a team with different and specific challenges, so if you really like one concept, feel free to use it. However, the four major ideas in Leftwards Planning are designed to support each other in a way that helps a tech team iterate quickly, have better control over their projects, and increase transparency. You may find that using only one or two of the ideas here helps your team, but do keep in mind, you are not using the full concept in this case, and your results will probably be different from the stated benefits of Leftwards Planning methods in aggregate. At the same time, you might be a team lead who wants to slowly build these concepts into your team and opt to introduce the concepts one at a time. This is also fine, but beware, you may create unexpected problems as a result of this. For example, using the DAG without doing proper proposals can lead to teams planning and breaking work down, but not communicating well to your stakeholders and teams you depend on. Introducing Leftwards Planning in small steps is possible if you can support the team through those problems and identify what wins came from the methodology and what problems came from missing components of it or missing some alternative solution. Change management is hard, really, really hard. And it might be equally challenging to introduce the entire methodology to your team too. You will need to decide how best to do it based on the skills, culture, mindset, and objectives of your team. Hash hash protect the heaviest path. For projects with tight delivery windows, ensuring the critical path is always moving efficiently and unblocked can be supported with a few tweaks to the environment of people working on those tasks. 1. Remove other meetings. Often people can be involved in many things that are unrelated to the heaviest path. For the time people are on the heaviest path, having them removed from every meeting can free them up and allow them to have guaranteed focus time. 2. In a physical office setting, set up a no distractions path room, it could be a meeting room, where nobody goes in except people on the heaviest path. If this isn't possible, consider asking them to work from home if that's a better environment for focus. 3. Only check Slack and emails in the first and last half hour of the day. Escalate everything that is important up to the manager. 4. Clearly communicate to everyone that people who are on the critical path are in this mode of working and expected to not be responsive to anyone. In general, create an environment that is entirely distraction-free from anything except the heaviest path.